been told that peeking into someone's pockets isn't nice, but you might make an exception when you're footing the bill for public servants. How much do we pay them? The updated CivilBeat public employee salary database has those answers, and CivilBeat opinion editor Chad Blair has the reality check. Hi, Chad.
Hi, Beth Ann.
So who's the top wage earner that we help pay for?
Well, it's not the University of Hawaii football coach, which has often been the case in the past. But Rolo, as we all call him, still is pulling down $400,000. That ranks him fourth, actually, at the University of Hawaii. There are three people ahead of him. The top earner is the med school dean, Jarris Hedges. He's making over $500,000. Avi Soifer, a friend of us, UH law professor, is next. And then David Lastner, the president, is actually third with $370,000. And it's all there, updated as of fiscal year 2018. That's the year that started July 1st.
So, Chad, how do those salaries compare to, say, other UH Manoa employees?
You know, there's actually 72 people at the University of Hawaii that make over $200,000 a year. That kind of struck me by surprise. I know that in order to remain competitive, the university does have to pay good bucks in order to get the right people. But then you also look at folks like, you know, a general clerical worker, and their salary range is, well, far more modest. Starts around $23,000 up to about $37,000, $38,000 a year. So it really represents an enormous range, enormous diversity of the employees at UH.
Okay. Can we leave UH for a second and take a look at,
sure,
health care? What happens there?
Well, it's interesting. The health systems, the hospital, the state hospital system, not the one that's in Kaneohe, but the system that includes hospitals on all the major islands. Remember, we just let some of those go. The Maui regional ones are now part of Kaiser. They always tend to rank very, very high in terms of payment, and such is the case this year. Let me drop a few other names. Ron Cochi, the Senate president, and Scott Sike, the House speaker, they're making about $69,000. Both of them get a little bit more than the regular senator and rep because, well, that's what they get for taking on these extra jobs. So,
okay, you
so
just shifted figures us to the Capitol. Let's talk some more about that. What about some of the watchdogs of what goes on to the Capitol?
Well, you know, the state auditor is on there, the ombudsman as well, far more modest salaries. If you're lucky if you do break six figures. And that's interesting that you mentioned that because they're watchdogs. Their job is to keep track of people, some of them that make much more money than they do, some that make much less. And those figures are up there as well. By the way, we don't have all the figures. We're still waiting, for example, for City Hall. We're going to get those hopefully pretty soon. Honolulu Hale, the Department of Education, we don't have those numbers as yet, but we're hoping to get those too very soon.
And so this is just going to be the update of the usual database that you put out roughly every 2 years?
Right. And if the numbers, if you, you know, look up somebody, a person or a title, and they're not listed in the 2018 database, which is right there on our homepage today, you can still look up the 2016 numbers. Those still exist as well in a database. By the way, I should also say sometimes it's not a specific salary. Sometimes it's just a pay range that is listed to give you an indication of how much they make.
But the bottom line is you're going to get an idea of how much we spend on public servants and who's making a lot and who is making far less. Thanks, Chad.
You're welcome, Beth Ann.
Every day we bring you a reality check from CivilBeat.org. Today featuring opinion editor Chad Blair.